Germans are really proud of their bratwurst, their beer, and their cars. Every year, German car enthusiasts flock to the Frankfurt Auto Show. But this year, the world's largest such event is taking place amid the Volkswagen emissions scandal. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Frankfurt and has the story.
The Frankfurt Auto Show is a car lover's paradise. Plunged into a world of gleaming new cars and cutting-edge technology, you'd think it would be the perfect place to get the scoop on the Volkswagen scandal.
We don't give any statements. If you would like to get information about news, I'd like to ask you to contact our press department.
But no one working for Volkswagen, Porsche, or Audi will talk about it at all, and other car makers seem guarded. Still, regular Germans are ready to open up. Michael Cornott says his VW car happens to be one of the 8 million vehicles with the emissions-evading devices attached to its diesel motor.
And I talked with them, what I shall do now.
What they say?
And they say, wait.
Cornott doesn't believe this is only a German scandal. So far, there's no evidence that any other car maker attached these devices to its motors. But Cornott thinks other countries' car makers have been evading emissions tests, too. He says it's just a matter of time before they're discovered.
It's normal in our time, I think. It's not a good thing, and it's good that it is found. But in 20, 30 years, we do not speak about cars with fuel, only with electricity. And that's a good thing, I think, for the next generation.
When the doors close tonight on the 10-day auto show, some 1 million people will have visited. Despite the scandal, the crowds are wowed by the show's massive display of lights, technology, and speed.
Hold on tight, and here we go.
You can take a ride in a simulator to see what it feels like to be a Formula One race car driver. Simulator operator Jimmy Day describes the experience.
Simulating two laps around the Barcelona circuit with Jenson Button. It's the real car data and the real footage. It's a pure adrenaline simulator.
And you know those pretty young women who are always standing beside the cars in magazines and at car shows?
Hello.
Hello.
Speaking the English?
I decided to go talk to one, model Manuela Canosa. She says the VW scandal hasn't affected her because the job and the money are still good.
Yes, I like it. It's so easy because you only have to stay here and smiling and, it's kind of good feeling.
But many people do not have a good feeling this year at the Frankfurt Car Show. The scandal has cast a pall over Volkswagen and called into question the excellence of German manufacturing. Volkswagen's new CEO, Matthias Müller, has promised to get to the bottom of the affair and restore trust in the company. But VW's stock has plummeted and dealerships are reporting a drop in sales. PR consultant Hasso Mannfeld says in the past other German companies have been caught up in scandals. Take Deutsche Bank and Siemens. But he says damage to the country's automobile sector is something else.
That is part of our self-identity, the art of German engineering. That is which hits us into the core.
The U.S. and Switzerland have temporarily halted the import of new VW diesel vehicles, and Spain has asked Volkswagen to return government subsidies for producing clean cars. Speaking of former VW CEO Martin Winterkorn, Sunday's edition of newspaper Frankfurter Allgemeine asks, how much did he know? And at the Frankfurt Car Show, German pride has given way to angst. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Frankfurt.